You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly for hour number two. But before we get things going, congratulations to Alexis on winning today's Wisconsin State Fair ticket giveaway on Truth Be Told. Be sure to tune in to 101.7 The Truth tomorrow, as we will be giving away another free four-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. Shout out to Truth Nation, bringing the light to the truth. As we appreciate you always, welcome back. We've been talking a lot about what's been going on in our community and how it is a struggle sometimes to come up with topics that are going to get you on point and get your day started and week started off right. But DT has something that she hit me up with this as soon as she saw it, and she said, "Ooh, I cannot wait to talk about that." DT, tell them what we're talking about here.
Yeah. So, and look, I want to make sure that I'm going to keep this as high level as possible in order to make sure that we get Telly's perspective. If you're not familiar with Telly's background, he is a professional Emmy award winning sports broadcasting journalist. And when I saw this headline, Truth Nation, I immediately thought of Telly. And I also want to hear what you think, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. So, the NBA, the National Basketball Association, has secured a new broadcast deal, I should say deals, with the Walt Disney Company, NBC Universal, and Amazon, ending its longtime partnership with Warner Brothers. And so what that basically means, that this is the end of the road for NBA on TNT. Now, I don't know about y'all, but during the basketball season, preseason, regular season, playoffs, all the way up to the world championship, I stay locked in to Chuck, Shaq, Kenny the Jet Smith, and our brother from another mother, Ernie. And so the iconic Inside the NBA show, which has been a staple since 1988, has come to the end of the road. Starting with the 2025-2026 season. Telly, I'm just going to put the mic down. What is we going to do? This is big. This is major.
That is a huge, huge deal, because you're talking about games being on TNT for nearly the past 40 years. And now you're going to go back to, now originally it was on NBC Sports and before it got to TNT. And so it's really making a return back, but it's going to be interesting to see if they're just going to purge some of those guys from TNT and just bring them over and just try to keep that show going. Now, we know that isn't always a 100% guarantee formula for success, but for them to make this change, of course, it's all about money, because what was the deal? I want to say it was like close to like $6 billion or something like that. And actually TNT and Warner Brothers went back to the NBA and tried to match Amazon's proposed deal. And apparently they did not match it in the way that they thought they could. And the NBA was like, yeah, it's been real, but this is coming to an end. Now, as for Chuck, he had already stated that this was going to be his last season, regardless if there was going to be a deal or not. Now, for the ones that are just getting their career started and want to keep their careers going, the Kennys, the Shaqs, the Ernies, and they have newer guys that have come along as well, they're going to have to branch off into one of these other networks, because TNT will.
Because
no
Charles Barkley,
have the games.
Charles Barkley went. He signed a deal with ESPN, correct? Which is owned by Disney.
Not that I heard of. Yeah, no, not that I heard.
Oh,
of.
Okay.
Not as of yet.
I thought he was.
Yeah.
Not I could have sworn
yet.
I saw him on ESPN, and they were interviewing him, and the famous longtime ESPN sports anchor said, "Welcome to the team." We got the fact check there. DJ Ricky, can we fact check?
Yeah.
Where's Charles Barkley? But here's the thing, regardless, this is where, as a consumer of television, I don't watch a lot of television, but doggone it, I'm like, so I gotta subscribe and pay now to watch NBA games? I have enough subscriptions already. No, I'm serious. So if you're telling me that the NBA inks a deal with Peacock, that to me sounds like, and Prime Video, which is Amazon, that sounds like to me, if I don't already have a subscription to both of those streaming networks, then I have to get ready to pay to watch NBA games. Is that incorrect? That's what it says.
That they're going to have, not outside the ones that they will have on regular NBC. So they thinking about having like just a game a week. And yes, if you want to watch games during the week, there's a good chance you're going to have to get some sort of streaming service, because there will be very few games that are on regular cable anymore.
And so Warner Brothers owns TNT, correct? That's the parent company that sold. Yeah, the CEO of Warner Brothers, you need to be fired. Real talk. Like, where was your legal team? I am shaking my head, because that to me is where the dollar signs were at the forefront and not the loyalty, and definitely not considering the fans. Can you believe that?
No.
In order to watch certain games during the NBA season, folks may have to subscribe and pay. And remember, even before these big streaming networks like, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Prime Video, Paramount, et cetera, Peacock, even if you didn't have cable telly, you could still watch major professional sports games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was it called? Basic channels, basic TV?
Yeah. They called it free TV, free games. But you go from that to just having a few games a week to now you're going to have to figure out how you're going to watch your favorite teams. It's not just a matter of just clicking on the television and boom, they're there. And you mentioned a big thing about something that I think they put very little value in, and that is the fans. There are millions of people that have made inside the NBA with TNT one of the best, most popular pregame shows in history, let alone it's been number one studio show for the past, God, who knows how long. And so you're going to just say, okay, yeah, it's been real, but all good things come to an end, as opposed to just trying to find ways to either revamp it or keep it going. Or there's so many streaming things. Why didn't they get on the streaming side of it and try to keep this show together? So,
because, again, their CEO is terrible. No, I'm just kidding, but really. And so thank you, DJ Ricky. DJ Ricky, our great producer, just let us know that Charles Barkley is not going anywhere. Stacy came in as well. Thank you, Stacy, on our Truth Talk and text line, 833-212-1017. Stacy says, Barkley said he would not work for ESPN. They work you like a slave, he said. And yes, this is what it is coming to pay to watch. Think around the holidays, had to pay to watch. Man, Stacy, thank you for sharing that information. This is crazy. So again, if you're just tuning in, as of the 2025-2026 seasons, this is basically your last season. NBA on TNT with Chuck, Kenny, Ernie, Shaq, and Charles Barkley are coming to an end. And as Tilly had stated earlier, this show has been a staple in our viewership, and I'll even say our community, because like you said, Telly, when you tune into an NBA
Everybody
game on TNT,
yeah,
you watching pre-game coverage and you watching post-game coverage, because they are hilarious. Mm. Almost 40 years.
Yes.
40 years.
For almost nearly 40 years, people cared about what Charles may say. Just think about all the times that players and would just value so much what is said on this show. There's been stories about, man, they were tripping on me on inside the NBA, and like they would, it was a big deal. It was a huge deal to be a part of that show, to be talked about on that show, and to say this is the last year, It's kind of like The Last Dance, how they did Michael Jordan.
I'm laughing. Look at what your cousin just sent on the Truth Talking text line. I'm not even going to read that out. Arvore, really? We know this. I'm just waiting for Telly's reaction when he read. Now, Arvore, don't that go without saying?
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. There's a black. Anytime there's something new comes out, there's a black market for it.
That's what I was like. That goes without saying. All right, y'all. We come back. We're going to get into the Olympics. I'm sure many of us watched it. I watched some of it. Telly watched some of it. If you watched it, we want to hear your thoughts and perspectives, because the good news is that we gained some gold medals. Team USA gained some gold medals. Yes. And especially we want to recognize our sister, Simone Biles, when we come back from break. Also got an update regarding Beyonce and Taylor Swift. What is going to be their collective support for the upcoming presidential election in supporting Madam Vice President Kamala Harris? That and more hot topics, 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What's going on, Truth Nation? Good morning. It is Monday, July 29th. Hope you had a great weekend and you're getting your week started off right. Now, remember, before we get into our hot topics, our top stories for the second hour, remember what I suggested, Truth Nation. Telly, this is for you too, although I know you well enough to know you don't do this. Y'all don't be talking about politics at work. It's a setup. Don't do it. It's a trap. It's you know, you got a lot of folks that are angry that Kamala Harris's campaign is raising hundreds of millions of dollars in a matter of 5 minutes.
Don't do it.
Don't fall for it.
Especially when you think things are a little cooler right now. Ain't too much.
Man.
Really, no, because it can turn hot in a real second.
What? Because you know certain folks, they don't like to see us happy. They don't like to see us winning. That just, how do they keep winning? They're supposed to be on welfare. They're supposed to have black jobs. They're not supposed to be thriving. We're making sure that they continue to struggle. Don't do it. Because somebody, you're going to go into the office, you're gonna look like you just won the lottery, and you're going to have this glow, and you're going to be ready to make it a great week, and you're going to go into the break room and get your coffee, and there's going to be like somebody, so, what do you think about this presidential election? I don't. Thank you so much. Can you pass the Splenda? I'm just trying to get my coffee and have a great day. You have one too.
Yep.
Keep it pushing. Do not fall for the trap. Anywho.
Because,
you're
falling for something. Yeah, no, I was going to say you're falling for something. So this is so private where you go into a booth, close a curtain, and cast your vote. But then you're supposed to come out and speak to everybody about what you did behind closed doors or behind a closed curtain. The two don't match.
Look, Telly, I don't even care if somebody comes up to me and says, wow, wouldn't that be awesome? We may have a black woman president. You see, I'm doing Mitch McConnell right now. You see me doing my Mitch McConnell? No, I'm telling you, don't even say a word. Just go Mitch McConnell. Just be like this. Are you there? I think it's incredible that we may have our first black woman president. Look at me. That's what should be. Do not
go USA.
Right? Ooh, that was a good one, Telly. Yes.
Go USA.
USA. I love it. Y'all heard it from Telly.
Right? Go USA.
Telly, that is what you call a genius response. I love it. So take Telly's advice. When they try to dangle that trap, just be like, go Team USA. Speaking of which, we are in the midst of the Olympics. The Olympics kicked off on Friday. We had our brother Snoop Dogg be the torchbearer.
Man,
I love it. Well, I need some Snoop Dogg water in my life. But in all seriousness, there were some great victories over the weekend. I love how they kicked off with Beyonce's video. Did you see Beyonce kick off the Olympics with her?
I did not see the whole opening ceremony. That was my only regret. I only caught like Celine Dion's part, but yeah, I wish I would have saw that part.
It was awesome. Of course,
it was really good. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. She looked like, you know, her usual gorgeous, perfect self. Speaking of which, there's been some rumors, and so you know, here at Truth Be Told, we do our fact check. So over the weekend, there was this viral report that Beyonce and Taylor Swift were going to collaborate and host a joint concert for Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. And again, this was a viral social media post that these two, I would say, the hottest selling musicians in the world right now, were going to join forces by supporting Madam Vice President Kamala Harris through a fundraiser. That is false. Beyonce and Taylor Swift, if you heard this rumor, Beyonce and Taylor Swift could be joining forces to host a fundraising concert for Vice President Kamala Harris following her entry into the presidential race after President Biden stepped out. That is false. Now, what is true is that Madam Vice President, since the endorsement of President Biden, former President Barack Obama, and forever First Lady Michelle Obama, along with Chuck Schumer, U.S. Senate Majority Leader, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris has raised more than $130 million. And these are from small donors. We ain't even talking about the Clooneys and the Oprahs. We talking about everyday Americans. $130 million. This is according to the New York Times report.
Wow. Wow.
Telly.
Yeah.
That's like a Giannis basketball contract. And she did that in like 5 minutes. $130 million from everyday American donors.
That is something.
We want to make sure y'all know
about how they needed. Yeah, we talked about how they needed some wins because the Republicans were winning all week. They were in Milwaukee and they needed something to change. And the momentum has totally shifted.
Totally shifted. And I look, Telly, you know, I was telling folks I was nervous. I was like, what's going on now? I wish I could be at the Democratic National Convention on the 19th next month, August 19th in Chicago. It is going to be quite the convention. Like, yes. I think I'm not trying to be funny. I ain't trying to start nothing, Telly, but I think the RNC was the warm up. I think the DNC is like going to shut it down. Like the Republicans, they are very nervous.
Gosh, you got me thinking now. Who are they to bring?
Listen, if you are able to attend the DNC between August 19th and is it the 21st or 22nd, Telly?
22nd.
The 22nd. Even if you could just be there for a day, go. This is going to be one for the historical books, records, archives, because here's the thing. Right now, the Republicans, the GOPs, they are trying to come up with some type of new strategy, because referring to Madam Vice President as incompetent, referring to her race and her gender, calling her a DE&I hire, that is failing miserably, especially with white women voters as well as young voters. And quite frankly, Telly, I don't know if you heard this, but there's been an announcement there's going to be a white men for Kamala Harris Zoom call this week. White men.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I knew they had a white woman. But I didn't know.
Well, white men, they're saying we are supporting Madam Vice President as well. So there will be a white men for Kamala Harris Zoom call this week. I'm going to get some more information for our listeners who happen to be white men, for those that are interested in joining, because the GOP strategy, it has not been working. Again, in terms of name calling, trying to come for her competency. Yeah, you're not competent when you've been elected as the DA, AG, U.S. Senator, and Vice President of the United States. That definitely shows that. And then now one thing I will say, Alexis on the the Troop Talking text line says they about to have Beyonce give a speech. What states? Alexis, you're in my head. Alexis, you are in my head.
DG, now go ahead.
I was going to say, you know how Beyonce's song Freedom is the official campaign song for Madam Vice President? She going to come out on this stage singing it. I have a strong feeling. Look at you, Hulk Hogan, taking off your shirt on stage at the RNC. Honey, when Beyonce comes out, Alexis, honey, I'm with you.
Now here is another thing I just thought about. One of the most iconic places that accepting the presidential nomination took place at Grant Park in Chicago in 2008. Wouldn't it be something if they have something at Grant Park during the DNC?
Whew, that'd be awesome. And by the way, I was there that day.
So many things.
I was there that day. So
yeah, you told me. Yeah.
Once they announced Ohio had voted for Obama versus McCain. Look, John McCain hadn't even conceded yet. Folks was in the street going to Grant Park. It was over. Once Ohio claimed President Obama as the winner of the presidential election, it was over. But yes, the current GOP party led by, or one of their leaders, who is Richard Hudson, a Republican out of North Carolina, along with Speaker Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, have went back to Trump's campaign telly and said that y'all need to stop talking about her incompetence or her competence, her identity, and really focus on her policy. Now, what's interesting, if you visit the whitehouse.gov or you visit Madam Vice President's campaign page, and this is a fact because I looked at it. And so if I'm missing something, Truth Nation, please let me know. I did not see a lot of information, if at all any, regarding Madam Vice President's policies. And so I would hope that we start to update, the Democratic Party starts to update that, because young voters, they are very intelligent.
Yes.
And young voters are, they're not like, you know, the boomers and the Gen Xers, where we just voted because our ancestors and our predecessors told us to. They're not falling for that. They want to know, okay, no. Madam Vice President, in addition to you being black and to you being a woman, what are your policies?
Yes. And I'm sure we can get into that much more on the other side of the break. Milwaukee, the time is almost here. We have been entering Truth fans into the Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And this Wednesday, we finally pick our next one call. That's all $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune into Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris this Wednesday, so you do not miss your call, because if you do, we will go down to the next caller until we find our $5,000 winner. Again, that is the Big Gruber 5K giveaway this Wednesday on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So make sure, if your name has been entered, you are around your phone come Wednesday.
When we come back from break, we're going to get into... Telly, I'm not as good as Snoop Dogg in terms of my Olympics commentating. Maybe you can help me out when we come back. We're going to give you the recent gold medal wins from Team USA. Yeah, I was like, I can't do it like Snoop. Snoop, he's on a whole way, way, way more entertaining level. We're going to do the best we can when we come back, because you deserve the best, and you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation. Edition, the Truth Family Fest is back. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth is proud to announce our second annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August the 17th at Riverside University High School here in Milwaukee. We're going to be bringing the community together for a family festival that will have something for everyone. There will be live music, delicious food, and we will be giving away backpacks, school supplies, and so much more. Mark your calendars for this exciting event and come out to enjoy the music, food, and fun at our second annual Truth Family Fest, which is on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Associated Bank. Your money works here. And sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Erie Insurance, American Family Insurance, Outreach Community Health Centers, and the Greater Milwaukee Urban League. Thank you all so much for tuning in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Now, speaking of community, I want to give a shout out to Juanita. Juanita on our YouTube message board, which you can join the conversation by streaming and watching Telly and I live, as well as any of your favorite Truth Nation hosts, simply by visiting YouTube.com. Click on the search box and type in 101.7 The Truth. And when you see us, just hit that live button and stay tuned in. You also want to hit that subscribe button. And the reason why is because our listeners send us so much great information. Again, shout out to Juanita. There will be, and this is the information that Juanita shared, there's going to be a press conference today with attorney and civil rights activist Benjamin Crump, who is part of the legal team for brother Devontae Mitchell, who was shot and killed, or excuse me, fatally murdered by security officers, allegedly. I got to do the allegedly because it hasn't been actually, I guess, that's not the legal outcome as of yet, but we know what we saw. So there will be a protest for Devontae Mitchell today, Milwaukee, Monday, July 29th, starting at 4 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency downtown. And this is where the murder of Devontae Mitchell took place, 333 West Kilbourne Avenue. So Juanita, thank you again. Juanita says, it's time for justice, spread the word. Press conference with attorney Benjamin Crump and a protest for Devontae Mitchell today. Today, July 29th at 4 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency downtown.
Yes. Good information. Again, thank yes. you so much, Juanita, for having to do that. I mean, for providing that with us, because, again, we can share that information. And if you have the time, you can be a part of it. And let's just see justice be served in an expedited way.
Absolutely. We want justice, and we want justice now. And again, speaking of justice, I want to give a quick update on Sonya Massey. And I misquoted her age earlier. She's not 43. Sonya Massey was 36 when she was killed inside of her home by Springfield, Illinois deputy sheriffs. And so the most recent development is that reports indicate that Sean Grayson, the former deputy that was charged with Sonya Massey's murder, was discharged from the U.S. Army for serious misconduct. Do you know how big of a deal that is when you are dishonorably discharged from the military, in this case, the U.S. Army? So I'm trying to understand, Telly, why did the Springfield, Ohio Sheriff's Department even hire Sean Grayson to begin with? And how many times are red flags like this ignored, which result in the death, the murders of our people? So again, the latest development is that Sean Grayson, the former deputy who is in custody now, who was in custody, who was charged with three counts of first degree murder, was dishonorably discharged from the U.S. Army for serious misconduct, and yet was hired by the Springfield, Illinois Sheriff's Department. Make it make sense.
Yeah. And on top of that, had been with six different departments. So if this guy is department hopping like that, there has to be a red flag. It can't just be he wants to relocate every 6 months or every 3 months or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. And it really goes to show how much vetting is taking place, because it seems like to me the only thing they saw was, oh, this is a guy that had some military experience and he's had some experience on police departments. Let's go ahead and hire him. And when we want to get jobs, it seems like we have to go through so much vetting to get on, where this guy can get on and he is the bad seed, the bad apple in every department. But what do? You just say, okay, this didn't work out here, or it wasn't a good fit for him here, so let's just continue to move him around. And that, to me, it says a lot about their hiring practices, what they are really doing, or are they hiring people that may just have an in, or we don't know if, oh man, my cousin or his cousin used to work at this department and they put in a good word for him. But to see this happening, like, we know for a fact this would never happen if this was a black police officer.
Let's just absolutely not. And again, the question for me is, how many times does this happen where red flags such as being dishonorably discharged for serious misconduct by the U.S. Army, to then be able to go on and be a sheriff, a deputy sheriff?
Yeah.
How many times has this happened? And so I don't want, because, you know, you have a lot of people that say he was doing his job or this. No, he wasn't, because he had already had. I knew as soon as he yelled, you know, oh, she said, rebuke in the name of Jesus, you know, and this is just me telling you, this is my truth, because, you know, I'm a woman of faith. You know, Satan don't like it when you say Jesus' name out loud. It's a trigger. You know, for those that do not believe in a higher power or are not people of faith, when you bring up your faith and you use a phrase like, you know, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, you know, evil people don't like that. Now, this is just your girl, especially, DT, talking.
Yeah. Especially when you look at the video and see the fact that he had his hand on his gun the entire time they're talking. Like, this woman does not pose a threat whatsoever.
At all. At all.
You came in with different intentions.
Absolutely. Intentions to kill someone, a black woman, in her own home. Good morning, Brian. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. I just wanted to address the issue you guys brought up about Kamala Harris having some white men for Kamala Harris rally or something like that. Before we jump on the bandwagon, and I know media is not for the truth. Media is for social control. I think the hype train with Kamala is pretty disingenuous, because it's so obvious and so archaic to a normal thinking person such as myself, that of course a white man would be all for Kamala Harris, because she's already married to a white man, which means she has white folks' feelings, which means she doesn't have black men's feelings, not anymore. So for the media to think that the black population, the black men, are just going to rally behind her because she's being endorsed by a bunch of white guys, I mean, that's good for the white population, but how does that serve the black family? How does that serve the black man? How does that serve?
So, Brian, let me ask you a question. I just want to make sure I understand this correctly, Brian. So because Madam Vice President Kamala Harris is married to a white man, that means that she cannot be for black men.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. 100%.
Okay, so then let me ask you this, Brian.
For the black family,
so for all, okay, because I was going to ask you, for all the brothers, all the black men across entertainment, professional sports, and in government that are married to white women, are they against black women?
Absolutely not. They're just trying to get a check, and they're just trying to go for popular advantages that society offers them if they get with a white woman. And for one other thing, a black man with a white woman is got to have a lot of money in the first place, because you're not going to see that in the media. for any other reason other than the fact that the brother has a lot of money. That's it. Because the black man is already at the disadvantage economically to speak with in the first place. You got 160 millionaires in sports and entertainment. That's so small compared to the 12% of our population that has absolutely nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So all that is not even an argument when we're talking about voting. We're talking about numbers. Those few people you see in the media that think they can sway the whole country of 300 million people, technically that should not be true. But if you celebrate it and hype it enough, you'll think that narrative has an effect at the voting box. But a normal thinking human being, a normal thinking black human being can see the BS from afar, because what Kamala Harris did to 1,500 black men over there in California is something that white men applaud.
What did she do, Brian? What did she do to black men in California? What did she do?
Over-incarcerate.
Okay, I need some data. Now I'm going to play. I'm going to play devil's advocate. I need some data.
So over-incarcerate. So data, none of these the data, criminals did
the data's
anything?
At Google. The data is in Google. The data is in Google. And okay. There was a black young black man. I'll give you another example. There was a black man that got killed in his backyard.
But Brian,
at the cookout.
But here's the thing, Brian. As much as I appreciate. We got to go to a different segment. But I do appreciate your call. I did not mean to cut you off. But we've got to keep it moving. So thank you again for sharing your perspective and your thoughts.
Yes, appreciate that. And Truth Nation, before we step aside for a break, it now is your chance, and time is running out, to be our one call. That's all 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices, and the award will be given out this Wednesday. So be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured or in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com for official contest rules. Visit 101.7thetruth.com. DT, I can't wait on the other side of the break to try and unpack some of what Brian, I think, was trying to say. Not sure exactly what he was trying to say, but
well, when we come back from break, and our Truth Talking text line is blowing up. R. Moore says, where do y'all find these people? I don't understand the insecurity of some black males on Kamala having a white husband. It's not a trigger for me. LOL. Mrs. PC says she did her job, and that was all uppercase letters, !! Grant says, DT and Telly, Brian, who called in earlier, also known as, okay, I don't patronize or do name calling. So please, okay, take his comments with a grain of salt. Here's the truth. Truth Nation, however you feel is however you feel. Now, Telly and I, we've had these conversations before. I'm not here to judge. If you disagree with me, or I disagree with you, or you say something that, you know, you challenge me on, and vice versa, I'm not into calling names. I'm not into saying you're stupid or you're weird or don't call into the show anymore. Unless you call me out of my name or threaten me. Look, you have your opinion. This is my only question, Telly. And I know we got to take a break, but this is the question that I want to ask you and Truth Nation, because I find this so interesting. Now, although the truth did not exist during President Obama's first campaign, which was back in 2007 until he was inaugurated in January of 2008. Or no, was it 2009? Help me out, Telly. 2000. It's always the odd year.
Nah.
Nobody. Thank you. Thank you, brother. I don't recall during the Obama campaign anyone having this that looked like me, any black people having this much pushback against Obama. I knew of black people that said, man, I ain't voted in 20 years, but I'm gonna make sure I vote for Barack Obama. Why? Because he's black. Now that we have a black woman on the ticket, I see all these brothers calling in, and even some black women. Here's my thing. You don't have to be for President, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. That's your right. You don't have to vote for her. But I'm just finding it interesting that so many people that look like us have so much negative things to say about this black woman on a public platform like a radio station, but did not have this much stuff to say back when President Barack Obama was Senator Obama running for president. Help me understand, y'all. I'm just trying to understand, why is it so problematic? And here's the thing. I'm going to say, and then we got to go to break. Here's the thing, Telly. I've said this before. I've experienced it on this show. Black men, you will say the exact same thing that I say, Telly. Silence. Great job, Telly. If I say it, oh, she's angry. She's combative. Why is that, y'all? If during this presidential election, it is hard for you to see a black woman, because you didn't have any problem with her when she was vice president. You didn't have any problem with her when she was a U.S. senator. You didn't have any problem with her when she was attorney general. And you definitely didn't have any problem with her when she was district attorney. But all of a sudden now, it's a trigger for some of y'all brothers. And I'm trying to understand that. Because when it comes to presidential elections, when it comes to local elections, when it comes to state elections, black women continue to be the backbone of the election process. We show up, we campaign. And now, regardless of how you feel about her, people are watching. People are listening. Like, seriously, we need to support each other. And if you don't want to vote for Kamala Harris, man, calling into a black radio station and just going for her like that? No other community does this. And I'm just curious as to why we do. Brothers that don't like black women, that come from black women, that resent black women, get healed. Because you got 99 days. You got 99 days till November the 5th. Get healed. If you don't want to vote for her, that's fine. But just don't use this platform, or consider before you go for her. Did you do the same thing when President Barack Obama was running? 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Thank y'all so very much again for tuning in to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, because you deserve the best, because you are the best, and I hope you have the best day ever. My truth of the matter is this. Wisconsin has consecutively, for my recollection, for at least the past 5 years, been known as the worst place to raise a black family, the worst place to be a black man, and the highest rate of incarcerated black men in this state. I have yet to hear people like our previous caller call in and complain about those local state officials that are making legislations intended to keep black men in jail. But yet you want to hold Madam Vice President Kamala Harris accountable for a state that you've never lived in, but yet you've never called in and had any issues about here in Milwaukee, here in the state of Wisconsin, where it is literally number 5 on the worst places to live. Most incarcerated black men, you ain't never had no problem then. I'm just curious as to why that is. If you get triggered by the fact that Kamala Harris is a black woman and it is difficult for you, just don't vote for her. But we not having that here, where we gonna just on a public platform like Truth Nation, black radio station, come for black women just because you got resentment. Get healed. But then tell me why you ain't got no problem with the folks in Madison and even some of the local officials here that make it their day-to-day intention to keep black men in jail. Now, that's a fact, and I need you to help me understand why you're not coming for them. That's my truth of the matter.
And my truth of the matter, I will piggyback on that, just because people are so quick to go into, well, she over-incarcerated black men. Like, I'm sure you can try and go and find some other statistics or data on other former prosecutors and see their rate of incarcerating black men. Let's be real clear here. Okay, if you think that Madam Vice President, when she was the Attorney General and the DA in California, you think that every person that came in front of her of color, she just said, okay, I'm throwing them in jail? Let's look at the fact that how did you even end up in front of her? And how about she's doing her job? And if there is a problem with, you know, mass incarceration of black men specifically, maybe we need to start looking as black men. How can we not be in that position where we're even in front of a judge to get thrown in jail? Because let's remember, prosecutors don't throw you in jail. Judges and juries do. Prosecutors just present the evidence. If you haven't done anything and there's no evidence, do you think that she will just go after just black men just because of that? And again, so all of a sudden you care about all of these black people allegedly just being targeted and thrown in jail in California. And like Denise said, here in Wisconsin, black people are incarcerated triple the amount of time of any other race. And you ain't got nothing to say about that. Stop. That's all I got to say.
There you have it. Up next, 9 more hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio, starting with Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great day. We love you so much. We will see and hear y'all tomorrow, Lord willing.
Peace out.